Thursday, some halachos of lighting Shabbos candles that are relevant to a man. We'll finish that up. And I'll cover a couple of general points about halachos and eros that apply to men and women as well. Number one, besides the candles that the mother or the wife, the woman of the house, lights in the dining room by the meal, one should really light bulbs. They don't have to be candles. They can be light bulbs. Other parts of the house that are used as well, the bathroom including, so that you should have light shining there, because that's all part of the mitzvah. The more, the better. It creates more of a positive, upbeat ambiance, shalom bayis, and so on and so forth. It is covered Shabbos. It's only Shabbos. But we don't make a bracha on these lights that are left around the house because they're more for the purposes of shalom bayis. And the meaning is that the bracha is made on the candles that are by the dining room table, where the full extent of the only Shabbos and covered Shabbos is accomplished. So at the same time that you have lights throughout the house, you should recognize that those lights are a fulfillment of the mitzvah if done properly, not just the candles that the mother or the wife lights in the dining room. Why am I saying that? Because we know in the stepping out of Shabbos candles per se for a moment, there is an early point before which on Friday afternoon a person is not able to be Mekabel Shabbos. So you have during the summertime a later sunset, so your family wants to make a 7 o'clock Shabbos. They have a minyan and shul, early Shabbos. And that's fine because the day is very long, so even at 7 o'clock it'll be close enough to Shabbos to be Mekabel Shabbos. But if I, on that same Shabbos in the summer afternoon, Friday afternoon, I would be Mekabel Shabbos at 2 p.m., it would not work. Anytime before Plag HaMincha, Kabbalah Shabbos just doesn't work, and you have to do it again if you're Mekabel Shabbos too early, because especially let's apply to lighting Shabbos candles. If you lit Shabbos candles at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, even if you know they're going to burn until 10 o'clock at night, it's invalid. You're lighting them in part for covered Shabbos and onig Shabbos, and if you're performing the mitzvah so early in the day when it's not even recognizable that there's a tachlis over here, that it's connected to Shabbos because it's so late, it's so much later during the day, so the mitzvah is not fulfilled. So as a result, on the one hand, we said initially that electric lights are also fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, Onu Shabbos, but now we're saying that that's only going to be the case if a person is turning on these electric lights, any lights in the house, after Plag HaMincha, with the intention that this is being done for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros in the broader sense throughout the house. But even if you have a light that's been on all afternoon, easy. Shut it off and turn it on with the kavana, or ideally even while saying Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, in order to fulfill the mitzvah through those lights as well. But you can't rely on the fact that those lights are just on anyway for general purposes. So here we have, number three, a further opportunity for the man of the house, for the husband, to be involved in the mitzvah. We spoke about lighting the candles and putting them out, setting them up, putting the oil in and the wicks inside the candlesticks. But he can be involved in the mitzvah, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa recommends, in this fashion as well, by going around the house, turning lights off and turning them on for the sake of the mitzvah. And as a result, he'll have a chelak of the Hadlakas Neros as well. Ideally, best thing to do, yet another reason why it's a good idea to daven mincha early in the day on Friday, if he can be around, still at home, not running out to mincha when she's lighting Shabbos candles, then when she makes the bracha, and she has in mind that her bracha is going to go on all the lights in the house, and then he goes around turning them off, turning them back on again. So not only does he get a chelak of the mitzvah and the mitzvah is fulfilled, but the bracha is very, very clearly going on those chalakim of the mitzvah as well. But if it can't be done, if he has to flip them off and turn them on again before he goes to shul, and then she doesn't light for another little while afterwards, the bracha will still subsume those bulbs as well. The truth is, it'd be a good idea anyway to try to orchestrate this in the dining room where she's lighting her Shabbos candles, even without the husband involved. But if you have a dining room, in addition to the Shabbos candles, you have electric lights, you have a chandelier, something that's illuminating the room as well, and you want to make sure that those lights are also connected to the mitzvah, so therefore they should be shut off and then turned on again, b'shem the mitzvah, prior to, ideally, the two ways to do it. Poskim have two recommendations. It could be that you do a dafka before she lights the candles, meaning shut the lights off, light the Shabbos, make the bracha on the Shabbos candles, and then flip on the electric lights afterwards. But even if she flipped them off and on and then lit her Shabbos candles, that would still be favorable according to many poskim, and the bracha will go back on the flipping of the light that she did prior to that. It's a very important question that that the poskim ask in this context, which sheds light and provides practical direction as well. Okay, I get turning on the electric lights l'shem the mitzvah, but if I'm doing that, so it's one thing if I do it in my bathroom, but if I'm going to turn on electric lights and I'm going to have them on in the same room that I'm also lighting candlesticks, so then what's the point of the candlesticks, right? The candlesticks only provide so much light, and then I have a chandelier which makes the light, you know, in the room, you know, full, it makes the room fully illuminated. It's like a bracha v'atola. The Gemara has an expression, shraga b'tira mayahanila, from Sachem. Yeah, what, to light a candle in broad daylight doesn't add anything, right? So what's the point? So how do I make a bracha on lights that I'm not really deriving any positive benefit from because the room's already well lit? So in this context, the poskim say that we have to explain the practice of lighting Shabbos candles in an already lit room derives from the bottom line that there is still an ambiance. There's still something added to the room when you light Shabbos candles, the same way that a fancy dinner, you know, an elegant affair, you light candles at the table, which, by the way, is also indicative of the fact that the candles should be as close as is realistically possible to the dining room table. It shouldn't be in another room. They shouldn't be, you know, so far away from the Schechter held that they used to light Shabbos candles. The waiters used to light Shabbos candles in the dining room. And then he said, like, it's so far away, no shaychus to where anybody's eating, besides the fact that all the lights in the room are, you know, are on. It's really hard to call that any practical benefit. But at least in a dining room, in a home setting, so they can be lit and they can add a certain aura of Kavod Shabbos and Onig Shabbos to the table as well. And that's what I'm making the bracha on. Come back to that in a second because it's not necessarily going to work elsewhere. In a room where I'm not going to be eating, to just light candles, make a bracha on them without them adding that element to the meal would make it hard to justify the candles altogether because they're not really being mosif so much. Number six, in general, many poskim discuss the viability of making a bracha on electric lights for Shabbos candles. Even when we're discussing the primary location where the woman is going to be lighting and making the bracha, and here there's an important distinction regarding the type of light that one is using, incandescent versus fluorescent. Many gedolim, this was the position that was adopted by Rav Soloveitchik, following Rav Chaim Ozer, an incandescent light bulb is essentially fire. It is esh. That's actually, al pi halacha, what's going on. There's a filament inside, there's a wire that gets heated up, to 1400 degrees or something like that until it begins to glow, and that has a halachic din of fire. Chaim Ozer used to use that even for avdol, an unfrosted light bulb with ash inside. You can make a bracha bori meori ha'ash. Some poskim say that that would be necessary in order to make a bracha on the Shabbos candles as well, even though there's no nusach of bori meori ha'ash in the bracha. Nevertheless, Moshe Feinstein and others. Some rejected, like Moshe Feinstein, electric lights altogether, but according to those who accept electric light bulbs, they would only accept it if it was, according to this, an ash that I'm looking at in the filament of the light bulb.
Not like an LED. Or...
Correct. But still others, Rabbi Willig included, but many gedolim, such as Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, accepted even LED fluorescent bulbs as well because the Shabbos, the shalom bias component is still accomplished by the fact that the room is illuminated. So as a result, if you're traveling, you may not always have candles that you can light in a hotel room. So you can actually light your Shabbos candles through a fluorescent bulb that's in the bathroom. Just don't stand in the bathroom when you're making the bracha or your wife. She can flip on the light, step outside, make the bracha as she normally would, and your yotze. It would be wonderful if a person can get little night lights, you know, small, it's advantageous for a lot of reasons. You can get small light bulbs that are incandescent, then according to, not just according to the postman who accept fluorescent, even those who accept actual H of an incandescent bulb will be satisfied if you use those types of light bulbs. Okay, this is important for if a person is not going to be home Friday night, they're sleeping at home, but they're going out for the meal, so what are you supposed to do? So, if you're lighting Shabbos candles, you want to make a bracha over it. So you have to ultimately derive some benefit from these, from the lights that you're lighting. So either that means that someone stays at home until it gets dark, and therefore the light of the candles is actually somewhat helpful. as opposed to lighting Shabbos candles, going to shul, and then going right from there to your host, in which case no one's actually benefiting from the Shabbos candles, unless, of course, you have enough oil in the candles that they'll still be lit when you come home. So then, at that point, you're deriving benefit from it, and it will not be a bracha levatala. However, because that may not be the case, could be the candles will not last. Moreover, many people don't feel comfortable leaving their Shabbos candles burning when they're not at home regardless. So the best thing probably to do would be to use light bulbs and make sure that you're yotzei with light bulbs. It could be in any room of the house at that point. You can make the bracha again. You can flip on off and on all the candles in all the light bulbs in the house in that scenario. But the bracha could be made on electric bulbs based on what we said before without lighting the Shabbos candles whatsoever. No different than in the hotel room. There are many women, though, despite the safety concerns, who don't feel comfortable not lighting the Shabbos candles because they're so used to that. In that case, we just have to be careful based on what we noted earlier. For her to light Shabbos candles in a room that's anyway well lit, we said, is questionable unless those candles are providing that ambiance of the elegant meal. But if she's going out for Friday night and she's not going to be able to have a Friday night meal by the candles, so then you have to make sure that the candles are being lit in a place where there isn't any way the illumination of electric lights, because in that case, the light of the candles is not actually adding anything. Just want to close for 30 seconds. How does this apply in YU? If you're in a dorm room, the best thing to do would be to get one or even two incandescent night lights, put them by your desk, put them in a place that's not going to keep you up, make a bracha on them before you go to davening, before you go to mincha. For a man, we don't assume that he's mekabel Shabbos when he lights his Shabbos candles, wherever they happen to be, whatever type of candles they happen to be. Unlike a woman, when she lights Shabbos candles, that's kabbal Shabbos for her. She should daven mincha beforehand. For a man, unless he has specific kavanah to be mekabel Shabbos, it's still not yet Shabbos for him after he lights those candles, and therefore he can still daven mincha afterwards when he gets to shul. If you live in an apartment or you have a roommate and there's more than one person there, you only need to designate one person to be in charge of lighting the Shabbos candles for your dorm room, for your apartment. And if you're in an apartment and everyone's eating out that night, the best thing to do would be, again, appoint one person to be in charge of lighting. If you're lighting candles, light them in a place where you'll benefit from the light of the candles. Best, for safety reasons, light bulbs in a place that you will come and use that area to read, to learn when you come back to your apartment later. And you'll be able to benefit from the light. And even your bedroom should have some light coming into it from outside. The hallway should be lit so that you can see when you enter the bedroom later. Close the door, it'll be dark inside. But every room should have some light inside of it so that you're not stumbling on things, so that there's maximum shalom bias. Shalom bias among roommates is also shalom bias. One brief practical addendum. We said that a man is not mekabel Shabbos when he lights Shabbos candles, unlike a woman, so therefore it would be best for him to make a bracha first, then turn on or then light the Shabbos candles, because it'll be over Las Yosin. You're always supposed to make the bracha before the mitzvah is completed. Whereas a woman, because she's mekabel Shabbos when she completes lighting the candles, namely when she finishes making the bracha, so then if she did that first, she wouldn't be able to light the candles afterwards. If she made the bracha, That's the Kabbalah Shabbos, she won't be able to light the candles after. So therefore, we instruct her to light the candles first and then make the bracha following the lighting.